I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. I have actually just recorded and played back the guided meditation for Thoughts and Colors, and the inspiration is here to create a part two of that experience and just to share some additional reflections that I had. And what I realized upon playing back the meditation for myself, which was created very spontaneously, was that multiple colors were arising. And that is a beautiful thing. So if that happened to you, that is perfectly okay. And there's an opportunity to experiment with each of the different colors that were arising. But what I realize now is that in the expansive visualization, it really invited that opportunity to have all of those different colors come up. But if we wanted to simplify the exercise, I thought I would share just a few quick additional visualizations for you to have an experience where perhaps you will have just one color that's arising. So I invite you to return to this moment of now. Just be very present in this moment of now and taking a deep breath in through your nose, holding it, and then exhaling your mouth. So we'll repeat that. So in through your nose for four counts, hold for two, and then exhale. And you're welcome to close your eyes if you can. And this will be very short. I invite you in this moment to just visualize the happiest moment. Just visualize happiness itself. Now, what color is that experience? Feel that color within you and all around. Feel that color emanating from you. Just pure happiness. Wonderful. Now the second is just to visualize beauty. Beauty in any form. What is that color? What is the color of beauty for you? Good. Now sit with this color. Feel it within you. And now expand it all around you, just beauty itself. And now I want you to visualize maximum love. Just love itself. What color is that? Feel that color fill you up. And expand. Wonderful. And finally, I want you to just visualize complete peace. Complete peace. What color is that for you? Feel this color of peace. This calmness of this color. Sit within and as this color. Feel the wonder and peace of this color. And now expand it all around you. Perfect. So when you're able to just jot down what those colors are, you can again perform these same meditations with this more direct experience of identifying that color. And I wanted to add on a little bit to that experience. And if you're able to close your eyes again, just call into your awareness of this question, what is your personal color? What is the color of your personal identity? Recognize this color that you're experiencing. What does this color feel like? What does it look like? How are you emanating this color outwardly? Beautiful. And now we're going to go even deeper to the awareness that is recognizing all of these different colors. And now I want to ask you, what is the color of your true self? What is the color of this awareness that is noticing and recognizing all of these colors? The observer. That which is observing even the observer. The source of your attention. What color is that? Take all of the time that you need to sit with this question. Even not being sure is an okay answer. It's really just to allow the experience of that question to dissolve the questioner itself. And that is a beautiful experience. The height of meditation, actually. And as a supplement to this discussion about colors and thoughts and meditation, I naturally remembered my first book. So for those of you who have the book and know the book, thank you. Meditative Questions is a book that actually combines questions with thoughts. And the way that I created this book was by first channeling these questions through travels that I did throughout Asia now 8 years ago. Unbelievable. And in the process of designing the book, I actually sat with each question and identified the color that vibrated for me with the question. And so I had a book of Pantone color tips. It's a huge book, hundreds and hundreds of colors. And I would go through the book and find the color that I felt resonated with the question. And this is the first time since writing that book that I've really had such an urge to consider colors and the power of this visualization of colors of thoughts and experiences. And when I created the book 8 years ago, again, feeling the color and the energy that I felt from different questions, I just had a really mind-blowing realization. Because when I completed the meditation that I shared with you in the previous episode, and that episode is Guided Meditation, Thoughts and Colors, I jotted down the colors that were arising for me. And after doing so, I was inspired to just pick up Meditative Questions, the book, off of my coffee table. And I just opened the book randomly. This is why I love having the physical copy, because it's such a cool experience to do this. So I just opened the book and I opened to spontaneously two questions. And I thought I would share those questions with you now and share my astonished realization. So or my astonishing realization. So the first question that I opened to was, what is enough? And this is a question that has always stood out in this book for me and others, in its simplicity and in the depth of just the consideration of the full spectrum of what this question represents. And the color that accompanies this question is a very bright yellow. So there's a page of color, so the bright yellow on the left, and then the question, what is enough, on the right. And I promise you that this bright yellow that accompanies this question, what is enough, the bright yellow is the same color that arose for me for happiness. This color of yellows is tied exactly to happiness for me, what arose when I was visualizing happiness. And the idea that inspired this question, what is enough, was actually from the great Taoist master Lao Tzu. And Lao Tzu said, only those who know when enough is enough will ever have enough. Only those who know when enough is enough will ever have enough. So it's this idea of feeling that you are enough, that you have enough, and that in and of itself makes whatever you have enough. And tying this idea that you are enough and you have enough to this color of yellow, which represents happiness, is so perfect. It's reflecting that when you truly believe and when you know that you are enough, that you have enough, that you have more than enough, that you are more than enough, that is happiness. And I'm just blown away by this connection that is like 8 years after the original creation of the book. Amazing. And this happened with one other question that I spontaneously opened the book to. I only flipped to two different pages to test this experiment. And so the second page is also, or the second share from the book, is also a question that is very simple and very profound in its simplicity. And that question is, what is real? What is real? And I remember when I had first channeled this question, I just wrote it down without any kind of judgment. But then when I was going back and creating the physical book with my awesome team of graphic designers, thank you all if you happen to be listening, I had a moment where I thought about taking it out of the book. I thought, maybe that's too simple. But thankfully, I said no. Whatever I channeled in those meditations is going in the book. So I didn't edit any of my original questions that came up during those travels around Asia. And so what is enough made it into the book. And what I'm blown away by now, what is real? What is real made it into the book. So as I look at this question, what is real, and I look at the page of color that accompanies it on the left side, it's this beautiful red. It's kind of like deep red, but it's got like a brightness to it. And this color was the exact color that arose for me for love. Wow. So the question is, what is real? And the color is this beautiful red that represented love for me in the meditation today. So how perfect that what is real is love. Love is real. Love is reality. Love is the only true reality. And love is the ultimate creative force, is reality itself, the source of reality. And I imagine if I continued opening the book to other pages, it would continue happening in this way, but those two were more than enough. And so I wanted to share that with you because with your copy of Meditative Questions and your list of colors that have arisen today during the meditation, it might be an interesting experience for you to go through the book and identify maybe that color and the question that might accompany it, or see how the questions are calling forth a certain color for you, because it might be very different from what I created for the book. And it was really just meant to evoke a certain feeling, the colors, and allow you to have just this fresh experience every time you turn the page. So I felt inspired to share those additional simplified meditations and also these two very, very powerful questions: what is enough and what is real, for you to consider along with these different meditations about the color of these different energies and ultimately the color of your truest self. Even the contemplation of that question is extremely powerful. And it is freedom itself. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.